Tenderay Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. That's right, ladies. Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. You see, before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And that's why Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. It's top U.S. government grades of beef, meat that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. Yes, it's a better value in top-grade beef. Now, for example, let's take a Kroger cut sirloin steak. Before the steak is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the stringy end, excess waste, and excess bone. So you get a better value because you don't pay steak price for stringy meat, excess bone, or waste. But whether you buy a steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste. That's at your Kroger store. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Make it a rule to buy Kroger cut beef and get more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. When Penny Gibbs told Barry Carlton that she wouldn't marry him, her decision was final. But since that time, Penny has had to fight to keep from changing her mind. It's been 2 days now since Penny last saw Barry, and in the Carlton mansion, the telephone rang. Hello.
Hello, Barry.
Oh, Penny. Hello, darling. How are you?
I'm all right, and you?
Well, fair, but I promised I wouldn't complain, so I won't. Gee, I'm glad you phoned. I'd never think you would.
Well, I know I shouldn't.
Well, it won't hurt. Have you kept busy?
Yeah, I had to, darling.
Yeah, I've tried to keep busy myself, but it's no good. All I do is think of things I shouldn't. And mostly of you.
I'm having the same trouble. Barry, can I see you?
Can you? I'll say you can. I'll be right over.
No, darling. Can we make it this evening?
Well, do we have to wait that long?
I think we'd better. I'm not sure it's right for us to see each other at all, but I'd like...
Look, darling, I want to see you, too. I've gone to the phone 100 times in the last 2 days to call you and ask if I could see you. But I haven't because I promised I'd let you alone. Let's not see each other tonight if you think it's wrong.
I do think it's wrong. But I'm not sure of my thoughts anymore. So maybe it's all right.
Well, it's all right with me. It's you I'm thinking about. You know how I feel about what's happened, but I still don't want you to do anything or say anything that you'll be sorry for.
Darling, it's no wonder I love you so much.
I don't ever want you to wonder why you do.
I don't. I'll never have to. But let's see each other tonight. It can't do any harm.
Are you sure?
No, darling. I'm not sure of anything, but I want to see you. So if you'll see me, I'm going to.
I'll see you gladly. What time?
Any time this evening.
Well, may we make it for dinner?
If you like.
I'd love to. I'll call for you at 7:30. No, let's make it 7. That half hour can be as long as a day.
You're a little boy sometimes, you know that? At 7, then.
I'll even be there early.
Bye. Bye, darling.
Oh, Penny.
Mm-hmm.
Any chance after dinner? Is there any chance of taking you up to the mountain?
I don't know. I'm kind of afraid of that.
Well, I won't let you weaken unless you've changed your mind about things.
We'll talk about the mountain and all that at dinner. I'll see you at 7.
Wear the black dress with the lace collar, will you, darling? There's something about that dress and you that makes you both look wonderful together.
Oh, Cricket, Freddy, you're silly.
Oh, ho, you've been talking to Julie, haven't you, Nora? She's the only one around here that thinks I'm silly.
She's the only one around here with courage enough to say it.
Oh?
Mm-hmm. Well, you are silly. That's why I love you.
Well, now, there's a great reason for being in love with a guy.
Does the reason matter as long as you're in love?
No, I guess it doesn't at that.
Well?
Say, what are we having for supper tonight, huh? You know, this farm boy's starving.
We're having something you like.
I know just what it is, then.
What?
Food.
Something special, though.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Three guesses?
Cricket, you'll only need one.
Oh, it's that, huh?
Uh-huh.
Hey, that's going to be all right. But I'll bet you went and made that for Penny and not for me.
I did not. I made it just for you, darling. Penny's going out for dinner tonight.
Oh. She's got a date, huh?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's swell. I'm glad to hear that. I'll bet it's that guy Carter.
No, it's Barry.
Barry?
Uh-huh.
No kidding.
Crickets, I'm not surprised.
Well, I am. I figured they'd never even see each other again.
Oh, I knew they'd have to. I know I'd have to see you, Freddie, no matter what stood between us.
Oh, Crickets, nothing's ever going to come between us.
Oh, golly, you shouldn't say that.
Uh-uh, nothing doing. I'm that sure. That sure of you, that sure of myself, too. Crickets, we've got it. We've got the luck and whatever else it takes to get along in this wacky world.
Mm.
Why, look at the way we found each other. Look at the way we clicked. Look at the things that happened to us. A million things, and all of them good.
Darling, I know it's been wonderful, too wonderful to be true.
But it is true. Everything is.
Mm.
Why, the farm is going great, and they broke ground for our house this morning. We'll have money in the bank and clear going ahead.
Yeah.
All I have to do any time I'm low or worried is just to look over at you and everything's okay again.
Looking at you does the same for me, Freddie. But people can have just so much that's wonderful and then no more.
Oh, I don't think so.
I do. I know it. Oh, Freddie, it's going to be awful about Daddy.
Oh, so it's that again, huh? Look, darling, you've got to think about that like a grown-up and not a kid. Those things happen. They have to happen. The only thing wrong is that they happen to the good guys and not the guys that it really ought to happen to.
But Freddie, what'll I do when it happens?
You're going to be okay.
But, Freddie, he's so wonderful, and he's my daddy.
You think I don't know how you feel? I do, Nora. Honest, I do. Look, I never really had a dad until he came along, and he's mine now just as much as yours. When you lose him, I'll lose him, too. And I'll feel the same way about it. Because outside of you, well, he's the only thing worth having that I've ever had.
Oh, Freddie.
Oh, now, come on. Now, cut out the tears, Nora. Tears never did anything but muss up a pretty face. And anyhow, he's going to be around for a long time yet. And we're going to show him a good time, too. And we're going to do all the things to make him proud of us.
Oh, Freddie, I want her so much. We're all he has.
Well, we'll try to fix it up so he'll feel that having us is enough. And be happy about him, Crickets.
Oh, sure.
I know it's tough to know that you're going to lose him and all that. And to know that maybe he's suffering, even now. But as long as he doesn't complain about it, well, don't you see, we're wrong if we do. What you say, gonna smile?
Yes, Freddie.
Well, now, don't force me to make you laugh. Come on, I want a real smile.
There. How's that?
Well, looks a little sad. But you're a genius, Nora. You know, you're the only girl I know who can smile and pout at the same time. Want to know something?
What?
You're looking something like this.
Oh, Freddie, what a face.
Well, it got a laugh out of you, didn't it?
Yeah. You do seem cheerful.
Oh, hi, Gizzy.
Oh, Crickets, Penny, you look beautiful.
Thank you, Nora.
Yes, sir, I'll say it to Penny. You know, if Nora weren't here, I'd tell you that you were about the best-looking girl in the world.
Well, I can leave, you know.
Oh, no, stick around. Penny's satisfied being just number two with me.
Oh, Freddie.
Oh, I see.
Nora, could I have your house key? I lost mine.
Oh, sure, I'll get it for you, Penny.
Well, look, if you needed a key, you should have told me. I passed the locksmith this morning.
Well, next time, have a couple extra ones made, will you, Freddie?
Yeah, sure, I'll take care of it tomorrow. Oh, and say hello to Barry for me, will you?
Mm-hmm.
Here's the key, Penny. Oh, and have a nice time, will you?
I expect to, Nora. Thanks, darling. I think I've got... Oh, there's Barry. He said he'd be early.
He is. Bye.
Bye, Penny.
So long. Well, she sure is happy tonight, isn't she, Nora?
Yes, I noticed that.
I can't figure it either. Unless she's just decided she's going to take plenty of the bitter and never mind wishing for the sweet.
Well, I don't know, Freddie. I'm not so sure about that. Call it woman's intuition, but I think that Penny is happy about something quite different.
Oh, golly, everything's so peaceful here. Look at the cars down there on the highway to Wayne City. A lot of traffic tonight, huh?
Yeah, but there's none out here. It's like being on top of the world. Safe, sound, out of the way of people and troubles and things that hurt.
Now I can see why you bought this, Martin. Why you wanted us to live up here.
Yeah, it would have been good for us up here. Pay close attention to the fact that I said would have been.
I heard what you said. Darling, Put your arms around me while I tell you something.
What do you want to say?
Maybe you can guess.
No, but I know what I'd like it to be.
Well, I don't know whether or not it is, but... Darling, I'm sure it was right to say no the other night. I wouldn't have said it if I hadn't been sure in my heart that it was all I could say.
I know that, Penny. You don't have to go over it again.
I won't. I'm going to tell you something. Darling, I've had an awful struggle ever since that night. I kept saying no to myself, but... a voice inside of me kept saying yes.
Your heart was talking, Penny, and I agree that this is one time you mustn't listen to your heart.
It wasn't my heart. And it isn't my heart talking right now. Darling, some power inside of me forces me to say yes. If you want to marry me, I'll marry you. I don't know what impels me to say it, but I know I mean it.
Darling, do you really?
Yes, I really do. I'm ready with my life and all of me. Just want me, Barry.
Oh, darling, how I want you. But are you sure that you want me?
Mm-hmm. And there'll never be any going back on this, because this is really my answer. Barry, I only thought the other one was. But I'm sure that this is right. I'm sure that I want to marry you no matter what.
Oh, I hope this would happen. Now it has. Penny, it isn't wrong. I told you the other was. I told you it was wrong, but I didn't try to change your heart or mind. You see it yourself as I've seen it always. Oh, let me put both arms around you, darling.
I was wondering when you would.
Darling, listen now. Listen closely.
Mm-hmm.
I knew it would happen here on this mountaintop, because this is our mountain, our world, and where our lives belong. We've found our lives again, just as I thought we would, up here.
Well, I knew when I came up here I was going to tell you, darling. I decided this morning, and I haven't thought once of even changing my mind.
You won't. I know you never will. But this is right. It's good. The things that are right and good are the things that have to be. Darling, what about the shadow hanging over us? You won't be afraid of it?
No, Barry. Just love me. Always love me. Just like I'll always love you. And then we can forget the shadow as long as we can.
Darling, I'll tell you this. We'll forget the shadow and have what happy years we can. In those happy years, maybe somehow, some way, we can make ourselves and the world about us better. Better because we fell in love. Had the courage to do something about it.
Are Penny Gibbs and Barry Carlton certain to find happiness now, if only the little that fate will allow them? Is their love for each other strong enough to overcome what obstacles may still lie in their path? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB! KCB! KCB means Kroger Cut Beef, and Kroger Cut Beef means more meat for your money. You see, Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat, less waste. Because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, your Kroger meat man gives you more meat, less waste. And it's top U.S. government grades of beef. Tender, juicy, rich red. And marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So visit your Kroger store soon. Order your favorite cut of steak or roast. If you buy a Kroger cut round steak or roast, notice that the Kroger method of cutting beef gives you a minimum of bone and removes excess waste before the steak or roast is weighed and priced. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat for your money. And remember, too, ladies, Kroger Cut Beef is available only at Kroger stores. So plan now to visit your neighborhood Kroger store. There's where you'll find delicious beef, top-grade beef. And there at your Kroger store is where you get more meat for your money. For Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat, less waste. Get your share of this tremendous value without delay at your neighborhood Kroger store. Tune in Monday, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.